With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. In Olympia, no changes have yet been made to a Senate bill that's moved on to the House, aimed primarily at protecting ag employers from retroactive overtime payments. Pam Lewison, Washington Policy Center's Ag Initiative Director, says we were led to believe that there would be some tweaking of Senate Bill 5172 that considers the nature of agriculture.
What was originally discussed was some flexibility that we here in Washington State grow crops that are not mindful of a 40-hour work week. And those amendments have not come to fruition either.
Worries now, Lewison says, are that no one wants to even discuss these amendments.
That puts ag in an awkward position of going from being really supportive of this bill at the beginning to having to really reevaluate their position.
I ask Lewison if any changes have been discussed.
They have been brought up in hearings and also in discussions outside of hearings. And it seems like the general discussion has been, we're fine with the bill the way it is. We're just going to leave it and move on.
This comes, Lewison says, even after hearing from farm workers.
We have farm workers testifying in hearings saying, you know, we want to work more than 40 hours a week. We are afraid that 40 hours a week is all we are going to get, and that's not enough.
Tune in tomorrow for more on the ag overtime bill and the looming deadline for any possible changes in this legislation. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.